magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Tuesday, Testimony Tuesday, June 9th, 2020. But Marianne,
yes,
it's going to be a different kind of Testimony Tuesday. I don't think I've ever done this, but we're going to use listener mail as the testimonies.
I like that.
Now, describe how the mail is piled up around here.
You don't
here
want me to describe
listeners.
Your entire desk. Yeah, yes. That would take a bit.
Yeah. But do you see that whole big pile over here?
I do see it.
And then see the even bigger pile over here.
Oh, my word.
And then see my little stack here.
Yes.
And I just grabbed a stack. I didn't sort through
well,
and
say... Well, that's easy to do since there's so many.
I just reach and there's listener mail.
Yes.
Which we are grateful for.
Oh, we are.
Thankful for. We cherish. We read each and every letter. Nothing gets sent to us that doesn't get first opened by Karen, looked at, and then attended to. She pulls out the checks or whatever and then forwards it on to me, and then I read and respond, especially if it's a part of a thank you letter. Then I usually write a note on each and every thank you letter, you know, highlighting, oh, I agree, I love those programs too, or, oh, you enjoy the gospel, great, so do I, or, you know, I usually try to have some kind of personal response. But
I think people should know that Karen handles their mail that they send so wonderfully. Yep. I mean, those envelopes are open. I just want to be like Karen.
Yes.
They're so orderly. They're exactly opened. They're not torn. I mean, she's just a gem.
Well, and when people send prayer requests, I know that I know when she opens it, if there's a prayer request, she and Bethany, she'll pray on the spot or at some point. And then when I get it, I always pray. I look at it because she always leaves the prayer request or the note or the message in the envelope. And so we do pray and count it a privilege to respond to your various requests or...
And you know, something else we should say to people, that if they're feeling like a check or something didn't go through exactly as quick as it might, usually that right after we came back from being quarantined and so forth, the mail lady showed up at the door with this huge stack, and she's like, I'm so sorry, these were all in a stack waiting, and forth. And you were like, oh my word.
Yeah, some of those were Prime Life Times
payments.
That we had already sent out, you're late, and so we love listener mail. And so this Testimony Tuesday,
to listeners,
we're just going to kind of pull out some of the mail, get a little caught up, and ad lib or talk about some of you.
We never ad lib.
No.
And that'll be hard.
So, ladies first.
Oh, wow.
On this Testimony Tuesday, we're going to hear from you.
Oh, okay. This is from, I have to get the name here, Donald, Mr. and Mrs. Donald. It just says.
What town? Name. Oh. First name in town.
Okay, well, Donald and his wife, I guess, Mr. and Mrs. Donald, in Danville, Illinois.
Okay, great.
And I
community.
Love what this says. I just now read it. Keep going forward. God bless you all. Okay. I love that.
And that's on one of our Great News Radio response cards. So if you send a donation, oftentimes we send this little response card that asks if you have prayer requests or you want people to be included in future mailings. Or
just a feedback, like I love this program or wish there was more of that or something.
This comes from Mary from Rantoul, and she writes very nice, neat cursive there.
Oh, that's very pretty.
Yeah, it is. I could never do that. Thank you so much for staying on the air in such difficult times, referring to the COVID-19.
That's nice.
You remind us that we are in this together, as so much of the media does, but you also remind us that God is with us.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah.
And then she put, also, Library Mary, and I think she called in some time ago, maybe a year or two ago, about the Prime Life Times papers not being in the Rantoul Library.
Oh, sure.
And so many times when she writes us, she always includes,
Library
Mary. Thank you, Mary, for helping us with the Prime Life Times. I'll tell you an interesting story.
Please do.
Yesterday, I'm trying to work out a deal with Culver's. Mm. I think that might come together where they might allow us to keep the Prime Life Times papers in a few of their units.
That'd be great.
And maybe they're going to even advertise in the Prime Life Times. So
that'd be
hopefully
great.
I'll know some closure on that in a few days.
You know, I don't have enough money. I want to go to every restaurant in this town when they open.
Oh, yeah.
And that's one. Okay. I shouldn't say that. God provides. I just mean I would need a lot of money to go to every single restaurant.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Okay. This is from Steve and Sharon. Steve and Sharon.
Okay. In what town?
Oh, yeah. I'm not doing my job right. Rantoul.
Rantoul. Another Rantoul.
We love everything about these stations.
Woohoo!
That's nice. We especially love the Gospel Greats. I like that, too. On Saturday, May God continue to bless you all.
Yep, and that's going to continue on Saturdays. And I should point out, we're 3 weeks away, let's see, 3 weeks since yesterday, mm-hmm. of our new programming format lineup being launched into Bloomington, Springfield, Carlinville, Lincoln. And Lincoln has the AM 1370, which mm-hmm. we now oversee and own. And that gets out over central Illinois. That AM is really
wow.
powerful. I could get it even in my driveway. We can get it at the Fisher Tower.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll cover a big swath, a big area of east central
wow.
Illinois and central Illinois.
That's
but
something, Mark.
Come this 29th. So,
of June?
Yeah, June 29th.
Because we were saying July 1st, but...
I was thinking July 1st is actually a Wednesday, and it's an easier day for people to remember.
Yeah.
But the big transition will happen actually Monday the 29th. And so
okay.
what that means, WGNN, I think, remains entirely exactly as it is.
That's good, because I have everything organized
yeah,
for myself
right.
on it. I know,
you know
what's on when I wake
up. When you're running a few minutes late.
Uh-huh, yeah,
know,
I do.
SRN News, okay.
yeah, yeah,
right,
better go.
Right. But we'll be adding some new programs to WGNJ.
Mm-hmm.
Mark Joby with Moody is going to be added. Couple other programs will be added. Phil Shepard's, and I'm going to interview him.
Are you going to announce that?
Inspirations, yeah.
So
we're going to have him on to talk about it from 6 to 7 p.m. on WGNJ, 89.3 FM. And then the other frequencies in Bloomington and Springfield will carry it also. But it's going to be, if you will, inspirational music, all instrumentals
mm-hmm.
with devotional thoughts or scripture reading, a very peaceful time, a time to reflect, relax.
You put me to sleep.
Phil kind of said, it'll be like background music for dinner time.
Oh, my goodness.
Just for you to relax and
That's
enjoy
great.
The music. And so we're working hard to pull that all together, but that'll be an addition from 6 to 7. Now you might say, but wait, Tony Evans, he's on at 6:30. He'll be on now at 7 p.m., so he'll be right on at 7, so a half hour later. And Haven won't be provided during that hour. We're going to replace that mm. with this instrumental mm-hmm. and great choral music. So,
well, that'd be nice.
Yeah, we'll have Phil interviewed in the coming weeks to talk about that a little.
Oh, yeah. Well, here's one from Jerry and Shirley in Monticello.
They've been longtime givers.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
It says, keep well and safe. Time for all of us to trust in the Lord. The whole world is in his hands.
Amen. Isn't that great? Don't we have the best listeners?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they give scripture, recommendations, thoughts, what they appreciate about the station.
They are making a testimony. Tell me right now.
Now, this comes from Sandy from Urbana. Now, this is a nice card. It says, see Romans 15:13, and it shows hope, believes, bodily, decides, daringly,
oh, wow.
speaks firmly, and perseveres passionately. And
wonder where they found that. That's really sharp.
What kind of flowers would you call? What are
oh,
those
dear.
Things? Those are like usually along the railroad tracks or something.
Those are some kind of wildflowers. They're blue and kind of pinkish red and orange, and that's all I know about them. But they're pretty.
And then what's it on the back?
It says, we've created this special art piece for you to put in a prominent location or place in a 4x6 frame as a daily encouragement of God's
oh,
word.
Okay.
And you're like, where'd she get this?
I'm going to have to put that up somewhere here in the studio.
That's nice.
Well, thank you, Sandra. And she also enclosed another card with a bouquet of flowers.
I love
on
cards.
This.
Let's talk about these cards.
And then what would you call this?
That's
this
gingham check.
Okay, thank you. And on the front it says, a person can hear, but a friend listens for the meaning.
Mm.
A person can look, but a friend sees the heart.
Oh, nice.
A person can know, but a friend understands your dreams.
Oh, these are great cards.
And then you open it up. Thanks for listening, seeing, and understanding! Exclamation point. And this is all printed in with the card. Thanks for being a friend. And then she says, she handwrites, to many, thanks for wonderful music, teaching, and words of faith. God bless you all. Hey,
nice.
Thank you, Sandy. Thank you for your support.
Well, here's a cool card, too. Hello, friend.
Oh, yeah. Big hello.
I love it. Shiny. I like shiny things. Hello, friend. Life can get busy, but once in a while, it's nice to slow down and send you a smile. From Sandra in Cisna Park.
Another Sandra.
And there's a big, long, nice, fabulous letter.
Oh,
maybe,
yes.
Do you have time to read
yes,
it? Oh,
yes,
yes. Okay. All right. Hello, Mark Burns and the GNN radio family. Just a note to let you know how much I appreciated your music, speakers, and encouraging words during this COVID-19 period of time that we are all experiencing. I'm sending you the check that I received for the many masks I was privileged to sew. Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, I have a small sewing room, and day by day, my radio and your station and concern for people spoke to me.
Hmm.
Oh, that's nice. Hmm. As I was sewing the masks. That's nice. At present, our Gibson City Clinic in Cessna Park, under the medical director, Pam Armstrong, have collected and distributed over 700 masks that women in the community have made and received. Fully intending to donate the masks, I received this check for the masks.
Mm.
I asked the Lord to tell me who this check should go to, parentheses, and he did.
Mm.
The Lord knows your work, and we're being blessed and encouraged by it. Thank you so much.
Wow. How
That's
sweet.
So nice.
Yeah, Karen wrote on the outside of this envelope, this is a special one you're going to like.
Special gift.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
Well, and what a great way to use those resources to touch other people through our broadcasts and so forth.
And all that hard work, and she sent the check to the station. That's really something.
Hey, I got a lot of likes on the mask that Brenda Tunnel
made.
The blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that was... So there's a number of people that were making masks.
Yeah, and there are.
Selling them or giving them out or customizing them.
And what I understood from Brenda, don't quote me on this, even though I'm going to say it over the whole radio, is I think they're part of a network, a lot of them. Where they're kind of coordinating
together.
With each other. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, those sewers or those stitchers or those cross...
Yeah.
Crocheters. They all bond together.
Very few crocheted masks, but yes, they
oh,
do.
Oh, no, but those people, they all bond
they do,
together
they
and
do.
Communicate.
Yeah.
All right. This comes from Rick and Jeanette from Rantoul. Gosh, I probably said their name 1,000 times over the air. They've supported us, I think, almost from the very beginning. Very encouragers. Been on trips to Israel, volunteer and help and assist in various ways. Without saying too much more and divulging their last name, even though it's very unusual, it's a special one. They live in Rantoul and they write, and it looks like it's Jeanette's handwriting. Mark and friends and family, ! Great News Radio has always been a blessing to us, but especially now with the stay-at-home orders.
Mm.
May the Lord bless you and keep you and give you peace. Grace to you, Rick and Jeanette. So maybe it was Rick. I don't know. Maybe no, I think that's Jeanette's handwriting. I've gotten to know that for many years. They're the sweetest couple.
That's very nice.
Great, great, great couple.
Well, Velma... from Muhammad.
Oh, Velma writes almost every single month and always has a note of encouragement.
Well, this is. It says, thanks for your faithfulness, capital F, faithfulness, from Velma. I love that.
Yeah, she always writes, always has a cheery good comment or a note of thanks or appreciates something about the radio ministry. So you're wondering, what's going on? It's Testimony Tuesday. Yes, you're the testimony. So we're sharing some of your listener mail. We call it the mailbag sometimes, that we spend 2 or 3 minutes many of the days reading listener letters, the responses, the prayer requests you have, the things that you appreciate, you know, suggestions you have about our format or ways we can serve you better or improve what's being broadcast, so we always value your feedback and input. Look at this big crayon. It's like,
oh, I like
it's
that.
Like a sticker. And now what do you call this pattern again? Is there a special?
That's not gingham.
No, not
that's
gingham. It's like
plaid,
a,
kind of a, like a colorful plaid.
Yeah, with red and yellow and auburn or I don't know. And then it's a homemade card, and then there's
that's
crayons.
Cute.
It looks
cute.
Like she might have even taped this and glued it down. And then it's that graph paper that she's
hadn't
cut
seen that
out.
In a while.
Yeah, this is a homemade job. This is
I
from
like
Jane from Muhammad. And I should say I see it signed Dale and Jane, so we appreciate this couple. Mark and all, so this is to you too, Marianne.
Well, thank you.
Just a quick and inadequate but genuine and big thank you! ! Under the thank you, there's little dashes. It is so encouraging to listen to continued great programs, but also your current and appropriate comments and scripture. We really, appreciate you. Thanks.
Great.
Dale and Jane.
Nice.
And she took the time to make a little homemade card, which is always
cherished.
She may
make cards for all we know.
Yep.
Some people do. That's great.
Yeah. So. All right.
Oh.
You're up.
Okay. All right.
Oh, in case you're just tuning in, we just have some stacks of mail, and we thought on this Testimony Tuesday we'd delight you with some of the feedback from our listeners who are really a testimony to us, their faithfulness in giving, supporting this radio ministry. We're 100% listener-supported, so we're able to provide God-honoring broadcasts 24 hours a day because of your support, and only because of your support, or God's working through you. Mm-hmm. So glory to God, but thanks
to you.
Absolutely,
glory to God. You know, there's no little testimonies. The testimony you give by giving a check to a minister, or the testimony you give by a word of encouragement or to your neighbor, whether anybody sees or not, is the testimony.
Amen. Preach it, sister.
Okay, I can do that. Some like it, some don't, but I can do it.
Yeah.
Okay, this is from Joyce in Urbana.
Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Joyce. So thankful you are on the air encouraging everyone who listens with God-honoring, that's your word, God-honoring,
yeah.
I mean, it's other people's too, but
yeah.
Music, messages, teaching, etc. Joyce.
Joyce. Thanks, Joyce, for your support. Edith, known as Edie, she sends...
Well, everybody's going to know who that is now.
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah. Well, she moved away four or five years ago.
Well, where does she live at now?
Coal City, Illinois.
Oh,
do you
nice.
Know where that is?
I've heard of it.
Anyway, she writes and continues to support the station, even though she doesn't listen to it locally. Maybe listens online, but she always, every single month, will send prayer requests.
Nice.
And so we've already prayed up your requests, Edie. I don't know if you're listening on our streaming audio. We have a new streaming player.
Yeah.
So if you go to greatnewsradio.org, you can click on the Great News Radio audio player, and that provides the programming of WGNJ, or the other player, which is WGNN. At this point, those are the two players you can access, but it's a really clean, clear signal, and you can hear it wherever you're at, anytime, day or night. And that's the streaming audio. And then our morning program, like today's program, is archived under a different link, our archived programs link, and you can listen to the program. So if you hear your letter read, or you know your friend's letter was read,
yeah.
You can tell them to go to the website, and they could hear their letter read.
Will that city be in the new
network? I don't know. I got to figure out where Coal City is.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to learn.
Yeah, that's right.
This is from Carolyn in Milford.
Oh, yeah, she's a sweet, sweet friend.
Okay, happy face. Appreciate all the encouragement you have given us on Great News Radio. I love your programming. I especially like Focus on the Family. They've had some wonderful guests lately, as you have, on Mark and Friends. Thanks for all your hard work. Keep working on the stronger signal to Milford and Watseka.
she's been on some various trips with us and has attended different radio events, writes each and every month.
That's so nice.
Very generously supports the station.
So encouraging.
And, yeah, that's part of my dream. We don't have the improved signal up near Cisna Park yet, but that's kind of one of the next areas that I'd like to get a stronger, cleaner signal or a new frequency to serve more people north than we'd say northeast. Even into Indiana. So we'll see. We'll keep praying. This comes from Denise in Savoy. And Denise is a dear friend and has a real heart for Israel and praying for people and bringing reconciliation to everyone in our area. And she says, pray for the churches in this region to open their heart in recognition and the importance of supporting the state of Israel. Pray for the U.S. and all nations to repent before God so that the land will be healed. 2 Corinthians 7:14. Many of us know that verse. That's one of our
important word.
Verses.
Important word.
All right, we have time for about three or four more on this Testimony Tuesday reading listener letters, the whole program.
All right. Okay, this is from Cherry in Leroy, Illinois.
Woohoo, Leroy.
Yeah, I kind of like Leroy. They have this great... Have you ever been to the Casey's at Leroy? You have.
Yes, yes.
It's really big and really nice.
Yeah.
I know that because sometimes on the way to Bloomington, I stop there. Go ahead.
Well, it's a little shortcut when we take 150 and cut through the back roads.
Oh, yeah, me too. I like to the airport.
Right.
So very grateful God provides Christian radio, and WGNN is the best, underlined. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Yes.
This comes from Dorothy from Templeton, Indiana.
Oh.
47966. That's the zip code.
Okay.
She writes, and I think she's a first-time giver that has written to the radio station.
How nice.
She on this little stationery, it looks like, with a female cardinal and a male cardinal.
Oh, that's pretty.
Of course,
that's lovely, actually.
Yeah, it's nice.
Where she got that? I'm always saying that. All right.
She writes, "Thank you, God, for Great News Radio. I may be moving away to another state soon, but please keep up this good work."
Oh.
And so when I wrote her a note back and thanked her for her generous support, I said, "Wow, Dorothy, you're helping make an impact for all eternity, and I pray that God will bless your new home or your new living circumstances, wherever that may be. We'll miss you, but you can listen to us through streaming audio." So I gave her all the information and
nice.
Wrote her a nice note. But isn't that sweet? She might be moving away.
Yeah.
But felt called to still support the radio station she listens to.
I feel
to.
Like I need to see that little cardinal thing again just real
oh,
quick.
Oh, yeah, here you go.
Oh, that's pretty. I love stationery and cards. I love to get stationery and cards. I like to get them in the mail, and I like to send them, and I just love them.
Well, speaking of that, somebody's probably listening thinking, I'm going to write them today. Our address is
oh, yeah, right.
Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. That's Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843. We love your mail. And we do have a little program each day called Listener Letters that oftentimes we read listener mail, or I might have other announcements about Mark and Friends and such, but we do read your mail and cherish any correspondence you send.
We got one more.
Yes.
Time for that? Okay. It's short, but I love it. Richard and Carolyn Whiteheath.
Oh, that's
and
great community.
And we love you guys,
yes.
Exclamation mark. That's what it says.
Oh, yes. They've been supporting the station, their founding partners, for these 25 years.
Wow.
Yeah, they were neighbors and still are neighbors, right up the river from us, if you will. And,
right up the river.
Been sweet. They're prayer warriors.
Nice.
I know one time when I met up with them about 7.5, 8 years ago, I was with Holly at Sam's Club, and they stopped right there. They were so excited to meet Holly.
Oh,
we
nice.
Sat down. They prayed over us,
oh.
And they've been a special couple.
In middle
couple.
Of Sam's?
Yeah, yeah, right over on those benches in that little cafeteria
That's
area,
great.
Which is near the registers, so
yeah.
Everyone would see you, and they didn't even miss a beat. Let's pray right now, and they prayed over our relationship. And
praise God. We need
more of
that.
We weren't married too many months after that,
no.
So... All right, everyone. Well, this was Testimony Tuesday here on Great News Radio. We're excited in about 3 weeks to expand our programming so many more can hear the good news message of Jesus. And we appreciate your feedback, your support, your involvement. If you'd like to write to us, our address is Great News Radio, P.O. Box 550, Fisher, Illinois, 61843.
Please do.
Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns and Marianne Simpkins with Great News Radio, a ministry of the Great News Media Group. God bless you and have a great day and night.